Okay, teva shakisa shalah in muchabulal bitsidim. We have a box, and the box and the closing of the box is not attached with hinges. Also, litla misham mishum having seiser oihel, a box which has hinges, one may not take off the cover.
It does not have hinges,
so it's not considered to be part of the kli. That's considered to be an oihel. Also, you're not allowed to take a kli and put a board on top of it to close it, because that is considered you are making an oihel. Anytime you make an enclosure where the space is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim with a height of 1 tefach, a vertical height of 1 tefach, that is in the category of making an oihel. Also, little misham misham the having soyser oil. Tachin also lechasis by misham the ois oil. Ushanoid noist and tavla al chavis lioshuch. This thing we did last time. You have a barrel and you want to go put a piece of a board on top of the barrel in order to make it as a temporary table. So the problem is by taking, if the barrel is empty, and by putting a board on top of an open barrel, you are creating an oil. What is now inside the barrel has been closed. Ushanoist and tavla bachachavis lioshuch and suichem. So what do you do? What is the solution? Is to turn the barrel upside down, because I'm putting the barrel upside down, so the bottom, the part where you're putting the board on the very top, you're not creating an oil, because anyway there is it's that part is covered.
No, that's not
it has to be a significant size. If you're dealing with a box, the box, I don't know the exact dimensions, the box has to be of a size that is significant. Creating a cup to go put, if you have a cup you want to go put a piece of paper on top of the cup, obviously that's not called an oil. Oil has to be an area 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It has to be very wide. 4 tefachim, you can use your fingers. You take 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's like the size of a piece of paper almost. A little bit bigger. A large piece of paper would be 4 tefachim. So if you're going to create something like that and you're going to have a space of a tefach from the table over here, that would be a little utensil, like a tissue box, would not be, if I go and I cover this over, that would not be an oil. I take a sefer. And the tissue box is empty, right? And I go and I put a sefer on top of it. That's not an oil, because it's not 4 tefachim by 4, it might be 4, it's not even 4 tefachim this way, it's almost 4 tefachim, but it's not big enough this way that it should be considered an oil. So that's what he seems to say, I really don't know the exact details, I apologize, I didn't prepare adequately enough, but he seems to say that if it's a very large area. He talks about a barrel. A barrel, how big can a barrel possibly be already? A barrel, if you want to, you want to put a board on top of a barrel, you want to put a board, so putting a board, since the barrel is very wide, it's more than 4 by 4 tefachim, putting the board on top to cover it over, you would be making an oil. And the solution is to turn the barrel upside down. And I guess if it's rough... Okay, so it could be. It could be in a chanami. If it's very, very big, it will be a problem. Mishum de oisel v'shneistim tavla alachavis liyashulchan l'shulchan shichem l'hamidus alachavis b'tzad ha'pasuach l'mata, upside down. Shemiyitin es adaf al tzad ha'pasuach, if you put the board upon the open part, harehu oisel oil. Ayin tes. P ha'ashan, this is the skylight, the chimney, the skimly right, the chimney, which they call, he has these words, Hungarian words. Im hu min hatzat, if the chimney is from the side, shehastima hui kmo tesefes mechitza mutu l'saismo, and when you're going to cover it, it's not considered to be, it's what he calls, I'm not exactly sure the dimensions, it's a sefes mechitza. You're not adding anything new. That's mutter. I'm not sure what this means. Aval. That's a vent. Just to open up the vent. So you're not coming to add anything new.
And it's on the side of the chimney.
Yeah.
You're not making a mechitza because it's a tefach mechitza. It's there.
It's there already. You're opening and you're closing. Something that's you're opening on the top. You're completely removing something and taking something off. That's something new. That's fresh. Like the same rules of the shlach for the sukkah. If you already have it extended by one tefach, it's mutter to expand it. If it's you're allowed to open it as long as you leave one tefach open. That's true vertically and horizontally, but when it comes to something that's completely removed, that is problematic. So, but if it's lamala, Also the sosma b'shabes of the yams of mishum de oisa oihel v'yim kavur sham dela shel barzel. Let's say you have a dela sedur barzel soivel tsirim. There are hinges. Okay, that's a different story. Mutul listaim the kavur shu kavur sham havelei kedelas hasaveves al tsirim. Once you have hinges, anything which is on hinges, it is not in the category of an oil. Because the definition of making an oil is to say take something that is not attached and to attach it for the very first time with the kavana that it should be left there permanently. But if, or for a very long period of time, for more than 8 days, but if you take something with something that's already attached and hinges and opens and closes, that's not called boyne. It's already attached. It's only a question of opening and closing. It's a Pesach, that is certainly going to be mutter.
So you can close a dumpster.
A dumpster, it's on hinges. So, yeah, it's on hinges. It's on not hinges.
Canvas or
you take a canvas, so you do make that's making mamish bag in oil. Or you take a tarp.
And you have to make knots to keep the canvas down.
That's a cash, a separate issue. But even covering it over, what happens? But what happens if it's completely covered and you're not making? There's not going to be any tefach. It's dirt, and you're just putting something on top, and you're not making. There's no tefach. That would be like a tablecloth. That would be mutter. A tablecloth is always in oil, right? You have a tablecloth, and you're spreading.
It has to be touching the level of the
touching the garbage. Rather than touching the actual. You're telling me that a lot of the garbage is not even, so you're going to have gaps of a tefach. But if those gaps tefach are very small, they're less than 4 tefach by 4 tefach, would not be enough. If it's more than 4 tefach, then it'll be well. That would be okay. But I don't see people going around outside taking tarps.
So there's
in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Turn the dumpster.
Yeah, garbage can will be the same problem. Covering the garbage, or you mean putting the cover on top of the garbage can?
Yeah.
Lachar, since the cover is made,
if it has the hinges up.
Well, if it has, yeah, it does. Let's say it doesn't have the hinge. I hear you. I don't know the answer. I gotta go look it up. I gotta be actually write this down. It's a good question. I gotta go look up. That's a really good question. Putting the covers on top of the garbage cans. If it's not attached, yeah.
Have the cover with the hinges.
Right. It's permanently attached. If it's permanently attached, for sure it's mutter. But let's say it's
when the garbage can is empty.
Yeah.
With the door open with the frame.
Yeah.
And once you put it on, it's not oil because it's just a frame. Once it's on, you have the hinges.
There are hinges. If there are hinges, it's permanently attached.
How are the hinges attached to
I bought the old types of garbage cans that are cheaper. That have no
I did better. When I got my garbage cans not that long ago, in the store, I bought an Ace over here on Avenue I. So they said they are covers. I said, you can keep the covers. What do I need the covers for? The old days used to have covers. When we first met, I was a little child. So we have the covers, you put the cover on. It always falls away, and then when they win, it gets the wind blows in here, it goes over there, and after 2 months, after a few weeks, who needs the covers? Just forget about the covers. The squirrels, they want to get in, they'll get anyway with the covers, without the covers. All right, I don't know, good question. L'chari, you're saying very good that it's a chavis, it's mamash a chavis,
right?
And it says here that carving of a chavis, you're making oil on Shabbos. So l'chari, it's also. Putting on Yom Tov, you have a real big show. Yom Tov, people, they take out the garbage in Yom Tov and you want to put the cover on top of it. So maybe if you're putting the cover, you're not putting, it's already filled to the very top. If it's attached, if it's on a hinge, let's say it's even attached to a box. Okay, I don't know the answer. We got to go look it up. I'm sure you must have it in the safer. Okay, but lean there. Got to make a mental note to go make sure I go look it up.
Also, if you have a giant pot with a lid.
That's what he said. A giant pot with a lid. So if it's very, very... No, so that you never heard that should be awesome. You have a pot of food, you never heard that you're not allowed to go take a lid and cover your pot of food. So why not? There's a giant pot. Commercial pots.
There's no oil by food.
By Kalim? No, thy food is no oil, but this is a kli. It's not a utensil.
No, it's food.
Then so you have a kitchen, a commercial pot.
Oil.
Why is it no oil by why?
Because that's a derech of bishul. A yunt, if you're allowed to bring the cook, and you want to cover the pot of food.
So why not?
You're not allowed to cover
if it's oil, it should be. I don't know.
That
would seem. So echol nefesh. So just because echol nefesh.
Not shy.
Putting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't cover it out of lid.
You never heard that it's saucer.
No.
You never heard that it's saucer. All right, maybe we'll come across some of these things soon. Let's go further. Maybe we'll come across. Let's go further. Halacha pay. Beged shechten al pi chavis l'soisma. Im achavis einim lehi. So here, here's some more. You have a garment, and the garment, you spread the garment over a barrel to cover it, protect it from the flies. Im achavis einim lehi legamri elashiyesh bein amashkim l'shemzuch lakisa chalal tefach az lo yichas oitzal pni kula mishum oil. It's very machmir. You're not allowed to go cover. You're not allowed to cover a barrel with even a cloth, a garment, because spreading a garment on top of a barrel, you're creating an oath. It's not going to be tight on top. It's going to be less than the tefach between the liquid. It's no good. So the solution is leave part of it open. The part of it open, that's not going to be considered to be an oil. Oily seems to be saying is only when it's completely sealed. If it's not completely sealed, it's not going to be a problem. Halacha pe alef. Kol mechitza oil shasurin la soisa imhu osui imhu osui asurin la siroi. The have sois oil. In this category, we follow the opposite. Whatever you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to undo. Just like tying, whatever you're not allowed to tie, you're not allowed to untie. And that only, but that, again, that halacha we mentioned is not applying in every single situation. There are certain malachas that just because you're not allowed to do it, does not necessarily mean that you're not allowed to undo. But here when it comes to oil, boin nevesayser, this rule certainly does apply. Halacha pay base. Also, law says, michsech, also lohagim v'neachamo b'mnei ha-geshamim, shekoirin, shirim, it's called umbrella, a mitreya, not in Hebrew, Yiddish. Hashem is an umbrella. You're making an oil. Now let's see over here on the bottom. Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav on the bottom. It says over here, Shakarim Shirim. Umbrella. Ayin Bishari Tshuva. Hushem Hanabi Huda Tanina. The Pasuach B'Shabes Choshashani Loi Mi Isser Skila. He says that if you open an umbrella, I'm Choshesh. There's a real possibility that there's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, a Chiyuv Skila. The Afim Orcha Mi Esmol. Even if it was open before Shabbos, the umbrella was already open. You don't want to go use it in a place where there is an Eruv. You want to carry the umbrella. Also Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. People are going to suspect that you opened it for the first time on Shabbos. Opening umbrella on Shabbos, he holds to be Mamish possible boarding on an oil D'Oraisa. The ayin b'shut. What?
About a tent, you have an oil on a table in your backyard.
You're not allowed to open it up. For sure not. But if it's partially open before Shabbos, then if it's already open for one tefach, I mean, what does it mean it's partially open? It's already expanded slightly, just sagging, and you want to push the umbrella all the way up in order to expand it all the way that it should spread out a little bit more, maybe that would be okay because it's already partially open. Just like if you have the schach, the schlak on your sukkah, if it's one tefach open, you're allowed to expand it. Now let's see what he says. Let's see some, he goes to some of these issues. The ayin b'shut chasam soifer shekosam te'in kan iso deraisa, he disagrees. There's no iso deraisa obligum umbrella being because you don't have walls. The reason is in order to be an oil deraisa, you have to have the shelter supported by real walls, just like it was in the Mishkan, where the oil was supported by walls. An umbrella does not have walls to support a center shaft that's keeping up the oil is not considered to be a wall. And also it's flimsy. If you let go, what happens to the oil? It falls on the floor. It's not supported naturally. It's only supported by human intervention. So it's not what he holds to be an Isra El Daraisa. So the Ayim Shulchas, I'm sorry, the Shekhas of the Inkan Isra Daraisa. The Ayim, the Ayide Goy, Mutter. So if you want to be Obama and have someone carry the umbrella for you, you ever see Obama walk in the rain? Secret Service, they carry the umbrella. It's one of the perks. If you want to be the President of the United States, one of the perks of being the President is when you walk in the street, someone's going to carry the umbrella for you. So just keep that in mind next time you run for office. The ayin, the Birke Yosef, Shakas of Gamkin, Lenosa, Rak, Mutu, Lemu, Lugoyshis, and Et Elof. Okay, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're allowed to have a guy can carry the umbrella for you. And the reason is because, and again, this all goes back to Amir Yakum. Amir Yakum on a din deraisa, you're never allowed to tell a guy to do for you something which you cannot do on a deraisa level. If you cannot do something in a Torah, you may not tell a guy to do it on your behalf. If you cannot do it in the Rabbanon, then already, if there is a need, there's a pressing need, you're allowed lichatchila to tell the guy to do it on your behalf. Because it's shvus l'shvus. Amir liyakum is nisim d'rabbanan, and telling a guy to malach is nisim d'rabbanan. So when you combine two isim d'rabbanan together, there's grounds to be lenient when there's a necessity that's needed. If it's raining and you don't want to get wet, that's a pretty good need for Shabbos, and that would be a heter. But it's only if you hold the umbrella, there's only nisim d'rabbanan. But if you hole, opening an umbrella is nisa de oirais, so like the Medrash of Yehuda, then you would not be allowed, you would not under any circumstance be allowed to tell a goy to carry the umbrella on your behalf, because there's a marasayin of that you're dealing with an issue that's a de oirais. And if the issue is a de oirais, so then you're not allowed to get a goy involved in that case.
In your job, it's called a shirim goy.
A what guy?
A shirim guy.
Very good. The ayin b'teferes Yisrael de'im suchuk sasmei esmo. Okay, this we've been before. Let's say it's partially open. The umbrella is open. It's not all the way open. Okay, we've all had those type of umbrellas. It's partially open. It needs to make me a little tighter. Motu l'poscha, you're allowed to open it all the way. Ulanosa Mamoka Meruvim, we will place where there's an area. The Ayin Beshut Gor Arya Yehuda, the Ayin Beshut Shalomesh Shakasav the Osir, he's not so pleased with this idea, Khadas and Yuda Lael. The Ayin Begosma Sham Shakasav the Mokam Shanagul Hachmir, with the Minigis Tri Machmir. I think that definitely applies in this community. I've never seen an umbrella on Shabbos.
Baby carriages.
Rav Moshe says it's usher. But an umbrella and a baby carriage is more problematic because baby carriage is supported by walls. It is supported on the sides.
It
has walls. So does it. See, it doesn't make a difference. Opening for the very first time was completely closed. The opening for the first time, it's okay. Rav Moshe holds you should not open a baby carriage. Only time I saw this is when I once went to shul Friday afternoon. It was pouring rain, so I said to myself, "Why can't I take an umbrella? What are we doing there? What's the big deal, right?" So I took an umbrella. I took an umbrella to Friday afternoon to shul. I come to shul. There was a guy there. He was getting out of his car. He was getting out of his car, and he parked the car right in front of the shul. And he sees me coming with the umbrella, so he starts mocking me. He says, "Oh, you're coming with an umbrella to shul? He says to me, "Are you going to go home with the umbrella also? Are you going to drive home with the car?" No, I didn't say it to him. That's what I wanted to say. Today I would have said it. Then I was too timid. I was too pure.
When Kennedy was assassinated, I didn't know there was no yeshiva.
Yeah.
So I went onto the bus and I showed the driver a school pass. So the driver told me, "How could you go to school on a day like today?" But I didn't have the
sense. How can you be driving? How can you be working on a day like today? That's right.
Well, you should know that.
Right away.
It goes by yeshiva hours.
Right. Yeah.
And on the ticket that they write, yeshiva open. It says that.
What does it say?
On the ticket, the note they write is yeshiva open.
What do you mean? It says, what do you mean?
It's 6 o'clock. Yeshiva was open. You got a ticket.
The meter maid writes on the ticket.
Yeah.
It's yeshiva and it's open.
Open. I got a ticket a couple of months ago in front of Torah Das at 12:30 on Friday afternoon.
So
I got a ticket. A nice, good, Zunta $60 ticket. So I went into the office. They told me, it says, this happens all the time. Don't worry. The secretary, she'll just write down the ticket number and tell the time and she'll give you a letter. She gave me a letter. I sent it in the orange envelope, and it was dismissed.
Now, so if you park in front of a Muslim school,
hours
are the Muslim hours.
Okay, could be.
So they have a school on Friday. Yes, on Friday. They'll give you a ticket, and the maids know about it. I live right next door to yeshiva. Twice a day, the meter maids come down the block to give tickets.
School is open.
It was Beis Banim Yontif. You don't show up.
Well, they have to know. Torah Das, they don't know the difference. They
don't
just
know the
difference.
They
know depends.
The
shot,
then it goes against the record.
Okay, this is very important halacha. This is a yisad. This is sometimes even more important than the halacha itself. The place for the meaning is to be machmir chas v'shalayim lifrit skeder. If even though technically you can find a lot of legal loopholes that why umbrellas should be mutter, there are many opinions to be leaned, to be makel, there's an eruv, there are three eruvim in flapush, and you can have a whole collection of poskim that tell you that you're allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos, that umbrella was open before Shabbos. If the minhag ha'olam is not to open an umbrella, then don't go and be pirate together and get people upset. So we hear Rabbi Brown is writing that it appears to me that it's widely accepted on Klal Yisrael not to use umbrellas on Shabbos in any way whatsoever. And So he talks about a dilemma. How should he travel? He has an emergency. They call the doctor. There's an emergency. Please come to this location. He has options. He can either to go take a car. It's raining. The matriya. So that's
an umbrella.
So it's not a matter. Obviously, we're not dealing this question today. Obviously, is not okay because Hatzola. There's Hatzola and all these.
What he's saying is Hatzola should go. If you're going to Hatzola camp, make sure your lights are on.
No one should suspect you. But no one's going to suspect anyone. Any firm person today, we all know, driving in Hatzola, even if the lights are not on, no one's going to...
You can be a doctor running on a job, and if there's no lights, okay,
you're right. So there may be an Eretz Yisrael. Okay. But today, in this neighborhood, you see someone at Hatzola ambulance, and the lights are not on, and they're stopping by the traffic lights... as they're supposed to, you know they're coming back. I mean, it's partial. They're coming back from a call. Like who would think otherwise? But he's saying, let's just take this idea. Like he's saying, Eretz Yisrael, not everyone there is Shomer Torah Mitzvos. He writes a very good point in Yom Kippur, even Shabbos. So he's saying over here, but it's raining. Here is his dilemma. It's raining, and he wants to go with an umbrella. So if he's going to use an umbrella, people are going to think, oh, this guy, he's not Haaretz, or he's trying to make a statement that he holds the umbrella's mutter on Shabbos, but he's not. That's not the issue. The issue over here is he has to be dry. He has to go to his patients and come to the patient soaking wet. He's not going to be effective in his service to the patient that needs his care. Also, the other alternative is to take a taxi. Go call a taxi. So he writes something that's shocking. He writes over here that it's better. It's better to go in a taxi because the taxi people are going to right away know that it's an emergency. To go use an umbrella. In this particular situation, he's going to start setting a new trend. And people are going to start saying, if he can use an umbrella, I can use an umbrella. The Yisru, what? No one's going to start driving on Shabbos because he's driving on Shabbos. They're going to say he's going on Shabbos. Right, in the Hanami. Obviously, it's better if you can't, someone should drive you. You know, when the conservative movement gave their heter, their innovation, which was a shocking thing, which was the beginning of the end of conservative Judaism, to go to shul on Shabbos by automobile, the original heter was not to drive. It was someone, you should be driven to shul. That was the breach. You should be driven to shul. Rabbi Kefet, he gave a fantastic show on this topic. Maybe it was Rabbi Anara Kefet. I'm sure him also. But I heard this from excellent shir, Rabbi. Przanski. Stephen Przanski, fantastic chair, describing the origins of how the conservative movement totally went off the deep end. And that was, the beginning was with driving on Shabbos, they never allowed originally to drive on Shabbos. It was, you could be driven on Shabbos. Someone saw guys to drive on Shabbos. How could you go in a car on Shabbos? Okay, so it was a Hirash Shah. But it was the slippery slope which took them off the deep cliff.
You need it on the road if you're a businessman and you're out someplace in the open and you don't have a way to get kosher food. Well, in the house, if you're nearby home, you have to eat kosher, but otherwise, okay.
Slippery slope.
So they read, you know, they have some conservative rabbis who put out that it's now, since it's so prevalent, it's so easy to get kosher food, that there's no head to eat trafe anymore.
All right.
People are not going to
be first. No, everything
for that was their synagogues tended to be in suburban areas.
Right, it was impossible.
And so to promote synagogue
attendance. Yeah, of course. It was they felt hirasha, but it was obviously a very. Didn't work. Okay.
What's the point of any halakha? They don't accept the revelation at Sinai. So
you know, there was a certain point in time where conservative or Judaism wasn't so.
But things just
it got out of control. Okay, so here he's saying over here that you should go. Obviously, there's no question that it's better to be driven. You're not better to be taken by a guy than to do it yourself. Obviously, but the problem is Maris Sinai. If you're going in the car, people will see you going in the car. They're going to suspect that you're not Shomer Shabbos, or they're going to suspect that this probably to do.
It's an emergency.
So here is an emergency. The question is to lessen the people what they're going to suspect. He's just saying over here that this issue. He's making a point. Using an umbrella seems to have been a very controversial issue, because technically speaking, there's grounds that it should be mutter. There's no question about it. You have many, and if it's an Erev or it's Yom Tov, the grounds that it's not a real oil, especially if it was open before Shabbos or it's partially open before Shabbos and you don't close it all the way, you can find a lot of heterim. But it was felt to be by the Rabbanim of the time as a breach in the sanctity of Shabbos and the spirit of the law. He's going so far to say is that when you have an emergency situation, it's better to do something that is more outrageous than to do something like this. Because something that's more outrageous is not going to be a michshul for the tzibur. Let's continue. B'shas ha-gosham d'yitin mitzot l'fnei ha-raim. D'yis p'lum s'sot l'sot l'sot l'sot. Yeah?
Chasam shofar is what you're...
Chasam Sofer doesn't say that it's mutter. He says ein kanisa d'oraisa, and therefore al yidei goy would be mutter.
Al yidei goy,
he says, would be it's mutter. That's what all he says. But even that, like Rabbi Bruin says at the very end over here, in our day and age, no one does this. He writes, says chumedum elish shenoy hagin hayoyim. Have you ever seen in your lifetime someone use an umbrella? Never seen it, right? So we're not going to start now. Okay. Next. Lamed, Zayin. Lamed Zayin Shois Oil V'Ayin B'Shut Chelik Levi V'Agoloi Shel Yiladim. Okay, he's talking about baby carriages. Okay, they used to have really nice baby carriages.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore. Today they only cost now five times the price, but they're not as elegant as the old. Remember the olden days?
Sure.
What?
Sure.
They still okay, but no one's buying them. No one's buying. Yeah, people are buying them.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So you go online, Amazon, $500, easy.
It can't fold. They don't fold.
The high tech ones are really like cool, but they cost even more than the old ones. Shoyse oil ayin b'shut chelik levi be'agola shol yiladim sheyesh lachem gag lahagin al hayiladim hashoychem b'seichem b'bnei hachama ve'agasham kosav sham demuter. Look what he writes. You're allowed to lamotchem b'shabbos af l'shitas hamachnirim be with the umbrella. It's permanently attached. It's permanently attached, and it's swinging on the hinges. It's a al doifin ha'agola v'agag kavua b'tzid b'tzidim. It's attached with hinges. Al ha'agola v'chaygavna sharich mashakasav ha'magin avram. Ayin sham, like the Magen Avram writes, when you have something that's permanently attached with hinges, it's mutter. V'ayin simin ayin zayin b'inyin arisa shaltinuk ayin zayin. We had that before already about the carriage of the child. The crib of the child. You have different issues.
But it has to be established before Shabbos, because you could.
So it's not obviously the technology, the types of carriages. You cannot compare one to the other. All I can tell you is that on the article Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which was only written about 2-3 years ago, they have their quote from Rav. They have there from Rav Moshe. They have the Chuvitz. They come from Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe, it was very machmir. Rav Moshe held that people should not open the carriages, the awning for the carriages for the children before Shabbos. You want to use it, it has to be open before Shabbos begins. You're not allowed to open it for the very first time on Shabbos. He felt that it's problematic. Here he says that it's mutter. Are we talking about the same carriages? Probably not. I don't know, they live the same time. Rav Moshe and Rav Brown, they live the same time. I don't know, but there are different... Yeah.
These carriages, they fold.
Yeah.
They actually look like umbrellas with the claws.
Yeah, so y'all open up.
When you open it, you're really making an oil.
So what? It's a cliche that's meant to open it.
You're making an oil underneath because you put there's a bag underneath.
Yeah, so you're making an oil.
You're creating
an oil underneath when you open it up.
Right.
So maybe it is for Tvachim. It could be those things in the bottom. They could be very big. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. I don't know. We never heard. We never heard. You're not going to open and close a stroller on Shabbos or a carriage on Shabbos.
In fact, the strolls are called umbrella strolls.
Because they make a canopy? But it's not an ohel. Are you making an ohel? You're not making a canopy. You're making a chair. You're making a place for the baby. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Okay, we got to check that out also. We got to check out about opening and closing carriages. You all have grandchildren. You thought when your children got married, you were finished? Just got started. With the grandchildren, it starts all over again in a furious pace. Am I saying correct? I'm right? Are you all nodding, right? People, I used to think people that get mad, they know they get... No, the grandchildren I see, people I know, they get... off the charts. They can't even... Let's go further. Kalim halacha pay. Let's go further. Okay, alamid ches. That's already next. It comes the clocks. Winding up your watch and clocks. That's coming up next. Pay gimel. Kalim shehem shel prakim tichuvim zeb zev nifradu. Kalim that are made from parts. Okay, this is the case of the Gemara of the menorah shel prakim, a utensil that's made from different parts, which you stick in the pieces one to the other. Im darkam lios tamin b'drufuim. So the yisoid is this always the rule of thumb that all of the books, the English books, the halach books tell us. If it fits in very tight, it's a very tight fitting type of utensil, it's usser. But if it's loose, then it's mutter. And then the question is, what is called loose, what is called tight, and that will never have a clear answer. In darkam lios tamid rifuim, the derech is when you put these different types of utensils, these contraptions together, the parts that come together are loose, mutter lehachazirim kach, you're allowed to assemble a utensil like this on Shabbos. Avlam darkam lios mehudakim b'chizek, and you're putting together a crib. Okay, all the we buy today a nice crib, so it comes. You don't need any tools. You can put the whole thing together by snapping all the pieces into place. But when you snap it into place, it doesn't come apart. It's done very tightly because if it's going to come apart, then there'll be a lawsuit. There'll be a class action suit. So it has to come in b'chayzek. Also, lihachzirim. You're not allowed to assemble these type of tight fitting utensils on Shabbos. Afilu b'rifun. Even if you're going to outsmart the manufacturer and you're going to put the pieces into their sockets loosely, it's still also, since the derech is to take these parts of this utensil and put them into place, it's meant, the instructions tell you to screw it in tightly, to stick the peg in tight, even though you're going to put it loose, it is also. Okay, these are some type of screws or bolts, whatever they are. If these things come apart on Shabbos, you now let us screw it together. Also, lechabram afilu b'rifyon, even loosely. Ach, kisli kelim mutter lahasiram p'chein lechabram. When it comes to the cover of kelim, you're allowed to undo them and to attach them. Kevon sheinim asum lekiyum rak lepaskam lesasam tadi. But things which are meant to take, with things with the covers which are meant to attach and detach continuously upon utensils. You're not creating an oil. This is not what it's meant to create a cover. Your intent is just to it's not coming to shelter suddenly, it's just coming to serve as a cover. I'm not exactly sure what all the different scenarios are, and since they're meant to be open and closed continuously, then it is mutter. Pei dalet michbash vehem shnei luchos. What is a michbash? It's some type of press. It's some type of press to press clothing to make sure the hem is perfect. Fin shnei luchos, two boards, ze al ze v'kovshim b'neim b'gam. You put a garment in between, and you press down the two boards against each other, and that creates a hem. That creates a.
It's called a valet. Yeah. They have these standing valets. It looks like a.
You put your pants in there,
and you put steam. And you apply, you don't have to, even without steam, it just, okay.
It's a tender,
the koiv shem b'neim begadim im hamichbash hu shel bal habayis mutter lepaschay lekachas habegadim letzorech Shabbos vim. So you're allowed to open it. This is not called binyan and stira. If you own the garments, it's your pair of pants, and you want to take it out of this press to use the pair of pants on Shabbos, it's mutter to open it. Aval Ein koiv shemosa. Why not? Because it's uvda d'chol. Opening it up, closing on Shabbos, putting the garments there, is not technically aser. It's uvda d'chol. It's in violation of the general prohibition of motzi chevzcha v'daver davar. Umichba shel koivsim, but a professional press, oh shor umnim, also liftoyach. Why? Because this is tightly, because this the way they manufacture is different. Why? The kevan shumuchudik b'choizek, since it is tightly closed, p'sichot. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means. Opening it is like closing it. Over the chol. It seems like even opening it is over the chol.
By professional, it's a malacha mamish.
Why?
Of stira.
What's the stira?
Because since it's professional, it's tired.
Yes, yeah, so what? So what's the stira?
So like
but it's meant to open and close.
But if it's a professional, so it's a...
Okay, all right, okay. That's what he says. Even if it's already open for a day, also lekachas mishamis abgadim mishamis yamdav. Why gezera shema yaver lepaschayata? Because if you go and take the clothing out, even if you're able to slip it out, you may come to open it up, and opening up is borders on stira and definitely borders on uvdo dechol. Pay hey safsol shenifshat. This is very common. This problem shenishnat echad miraglov also lihachazi. A chair or a table, one of the legs slips out, you're not allowed to put it back inside because that's mamish yiboine, makib patish. You're putting back the leg into the chair that it should be remaining there permanently.
Folding chair?
No, mutter lechatchila, open and closing the folding chair. No, nothing to talk about. Oh, but if it's a part of a chair, a piece of a furniture, no, you're not, because you want it to remain there permanently. If you have a chair and part of the piece of furniture, something falls out, a leg falls out, and you want to put it back inside. What is your kavana? You want to put the leg back in there permanently. This is not meant to be open and closed. It's not a folding chair. So Imam is making a kli on Shabbos. Imam is doing boine or makeh b'patish or uvda d'chol. You're doing everything together. And you're not allowed to lean one, a broken piece of furniture may not be leaned upon a good piece of furniture, a limkin krayoshal of kach, unless you already use it in this fashion before Shabbos. Why? Because you might come to fix it. If you're going to take a broken piece of furniture and now make use of it, when you have the other piece readily available, you may come to forget it Shabbos and fix it. There'll be mlachim mlachos. Therefore, it's muksa.
You have a high chair.
Back falls off.
And those legs, leg falls.
Not only high chairs, a lot of types of furniture, they fall off. Everything will eventually break. No, you're not allowed to. Because since the leg is meant to be there permanently, if you have a type of high chair where you take out the tray and you adjust it, that's I don't know every detail, but then that falls in the category we learned above. It depends. If it's tight and very, it's very tight, is it loose, is it tight, are there screws, are there no screws? They just fit. So things which are meant to get the child in and out, you have no choice but to take the tray out. Okay, nothing to talk about. That's mutter. That's the chatchila mutter. But we're talking about something which you set up, and you leave it there until next Pesach, until you clean it, right? You set it up and you just leave it. Even though technically you can take out the pieces and you can clean it and you can make room, it's meant to take apart. But he says in the previous category that any type of utensil which you have to put together, it's assembled, even if it does not require screws, if the pieces fit together very tightly, and you're going to keep it like this for a significant period of time, is a very big problem. This a menorah shel parakim, where the pieces fit into place very tightly, it's doymil leboine, makab hadash, and it's also. If the pieces are very, very loose, and that's how it's meant to be.
Like it falls out every other time.
No, that will be mutter. That's what he's saying, that since it's shel parakim and it's loose, then no screws, that would be mutter. That's what he says. But here we're dealing with a permanent piece of furniture where the leg falls out, you have a couch, a table, or any type of furniture where it's just not 100% it falls out, you want to stick it in on Shabbos, it is also. Next, avol mutter laniach daf al safsalim oyal ga'al chatichas eitzim shehechinam le'erev Shabbos lekach. However, if you have some type of makeshift furniture and you have to assemble
two horses and a plywood sheet.
Plywood,
because
oil. Avomutar lohaniach daf. That's what it says. al saf solim oy al chatichas eitz, a piece of wood. Okay, those things you're talking about. Shechina me erev Shabbos lekach. What about oil? I guess that's not an oil. Oil is only when you want to shelter. I think oil is only when you want to serve as protection. When you want to use something as a service for utensil, that's not called oil. That's not generally called oil. So you want to make a table, you're not having kavana.
Like
right, so since you, but he says also it has to be shechina me'erev Shabbos lekach to innovate.
Like the legs have to be.
It shouldn't be mukta, otherwise a piece of wood is mukta.
One second, if you have a card table.
Yeah.
That you're going to use it, you're going to make an extra table.
Yeah.
So attached. No, but the legs they start out folded. Do you have to unfold them before Shabbos?
Anything that's folded is mutter. Anything that is folded is mutter. Anything that's permanently attached, it's just a matter of a hinge. It's just a matter of moving the hinge is mutter. We never heard of it being usher to open folding tables on Shabbos. Never heard such a thing. Folding tables is mutter. Folding chairs is mutter. Yeah. Here we're talking about repairing a damaged table. You have a table. Yeah. Table is damaged. Leg fell out. You're not allowed to thrust it. Let's say you want to make a table for the very first time. You don't have enough space. You have soda cans, right, or some plastic crates, and you want to go take a board to make another table. So he seems to say, if you had kavan, you prepare this possibility erev Shabbos. I don't know. He doesn't say more than that. He says it's mutter. You have to have a parent. He says, Shechinam erev Shabbos lekach. If you want to innovate on Shabbos the very first time, it doesn't say you can do it. Maybe that would be considered boine. I don't know.
And you can put in the case of the garbage can, you can put the garbage can.
The cover, the lid on the cover. But there, you're covering the lid to cover it. You see, it's a different kavana. The kavana over here is for this. I want to use the surface. I don't care about the essence of an oil is shelter. I'm either a vertical shelter or horizontal. Garbage. I want the garbage covered because the rodents are getting inside. It's a shelter. It's a problem. The barrel. Why would the barrel was a problem? I don't know why the barrel was a problem. The barrel. You're using the barrel to make a table. So you. What do you want to say? But you want to protect what's inside. I don't know. I don't know why the barrel there was an issue. Turning it upside down, certainly you don't care about. So there.
Nothing inside.
Right. So obviously you don't care about the inside. You only lose the surface. Why is it a problem? I don't know.
You want to put the coasters under the table so it's level.
You want to put things underneath the table to level the table. Tables are what could be? Why should that be us? You always have to start out. I once heard a place to say, yeah, when you start out, everything is mutter. Yeah. People have this tendency, everything is usser. Everything is usser. And then you have to find a reason. If you take that attitude, you're going to go to your mind. Posek told me, you start out, it's mutter. Everything is mutter. And you try to figure, why should it be usser? So your example, the table, it's a little shaky.
There's a difference.
It's a little shaky. Yeah. What?
Over here, if there's an oil,
yeah.
It's the table is an oil. Over there.
What's the oil?
Where is it? Over there, when you're putting the table over the barrel.
Yeah.
The table is not oil. The barrel becomes. The barrel is an oil.
The barrel. Why is the barrel an oil? What is an oil?
It's in the barrel.
I have nothing in the barrel. I don't
make a difference. You're still making the oil up.
So when you make a table, you're also making an oil.
Yeah, but you're making a table. Agav, the table is an oil.
So same thing over there. I'm making a table. I got a table. The barrel is sealed.
I'm giving the oil, which we don't care about.
Yeah.
But the part that you're putting over the barrel,
yeah.
You're creating another oil specifically in the barrel. And that's us.
But you don't have kavana for that. I couldn't care less about that. I couldn't care less about that. I don't know. It's something that we're missing. Something we're missing. I feel like we're missing something. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Your question: what could be? The table is shaky. The table is shaky. So you want to go and put something underneath the table. What are you doing already? You're not permanently attaching anything. You're not permanently attaching anything. What are you really doing already? I can't see why it should be usher. You're not fixing the table in a permanent way. You're just putting something there that should stop shaking. So what could possibly be?
There are cases where you're doing it permanently.
If you're taka doing it permanently, you're turning it in a chanami. That's mamish abayin. That's makam patish. But you're just taking a telephone book and you're putting it underneath. You're putting something that's not muksa. L'tzarch gufa mekayma. What could pass? Even taking an iron that's muksa, it's l'tzarch gufa a paperweight. It's not also a paper. You could take a hammer as a paperweight. to prevent the papers from flying away. So the table is shaking, is to shake, to put something under the table, there shouldn't be any problem. Okay, let's go to one more halacha, and it's very interesting halacha, and it's a controversial halacha of winding a watch and a clock on Shabbos. What have you all learned when you were a child? Are you allowed to wind your watch on Shabbos? Everyone knows that if the watch is going, I've been brainwashed, this halacha, as long as the watch, today doesn't, they don't really exist anymore, such watches. But as long as the watch is ticking, you're allowed to continue, you're allowed to wind it up. If the watch stops, then you're not allowed. Because if it's not, then you tikkun mone, makeh b'patish, you're now fashioning your utensil by winding up the very first time. But if the watch is already going, and you just want to keep it going, then I've all been taught that it's mutl l'chatchila. Today, unfortunately, we don't have this issue anymore, because we don't have watches anymore that you wind up. Does it still make sense? What? To set the watch will be asked, that's the getter of tikkun mone. So here, shockingly, he presents over here that it's not so simple. There are opinions, sometimes the Kiddush of the Mitzvah is very, very lenient, extremely lenient, and sometimes he's very machmer, and here he presents some opinions that are holy, not allowed even to wind a watch on Shabbos. Let's see the halacha verse in Zinga. Kol ha-moyres es ha-shos, all clocks, afilu sha-dayin ha-hoylech, they're still going. The clock is still going. Also la-harichoy b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to arrange it. Now this seemingly means to set the time. To wind it. So the kitzur is machmir. The kitzur himself is machmir. The shem shemlocha is going to present mekilim. But he says you're not allowed to wind the clock that's going on Shabbos. So the yom tov is sheni. Yesh lo hakel kol zman shadayin hoylich, as long as it's going. Shlaharichoy letzarech hayom, for the day itself. Avoloy letzarech yom shalacharav. Now I have no idea why should yom tov be different. I do not know why Yom Tov. I really do not know. I didn't see the article. I do not know.
Well, do you know the definition of how much to wind? It
doesn't make a difference. Once you allow to wind it, you can wind it. Doesn't shouldn't make a difference.
Oh, letzarech.
No, but it means avoloy letzarech yom shalachav. If you're not going to need it for tomorrow, if the only reason why I'm winding it now is because I need it for tomorrow. It's not matter how much you wind it. If I needed to wind it for today, you can wind it 100%. Even though you're winding it today is going to cause it to wind to go less into tomorrow. But the only reason why today is, there's enough juice in the clock to go today. The only reason why I'm winding it now is because I want it to still be working tomorrow. That's a chana from one day yontif to the next day yontif. So that would be awesome. Okay, let's see this inside. You don't have a guy to do this easily. Okay, let's see. Second day Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? Yeah, no. So we don't pass like that. We pass halacha lemaisa the 2 day Ovin for Shabbos. That's the end for Shabbos. This year Erev Tavshilin. Machloikis Erev Tav. What?
Yeah.
This year, I think it's as a shayla, when you do Erev Tavshilin, what does that work for? Does it only work for food, or does Erev Tavshilin work for everything? Some say it works for everything, which would allow you exactly the chol terecha. So the crowd is how liberal are we with the chol terecha? Some hold it works for food preparation. So let's say you want to wind the clock, or you want to take a sitter with you to shul on Shabbos. Does the erev tavshilin allow you to do that as well?
Go
sefer Torah. So some hold yes, some hold not. That's machlekes apoyskim. Okay, but even from one day yom to another, even though we tackle that it's yom arichta, that's only l'chomer yom arichta. But we also hold the 2 days Yom Tov are two separate days, and the mail it's also to be making from one day to the next day. Whatever rule you're not allowed to do on a regular 2 day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on a 2 day Rosh Hashanah. We go l'chumra that it's also be ikra, and then we hold that it's a sacred yom with the same exact thing. So let's see what we hold in Shem Shem Halacha. Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches. Let's do some of it. We can't do all of it. Never just some of it. Kalei Hamayros Es Hashos Ayim Shari Tshuva B'Shem Pan Meiros The Daita Shemuter. Okay, this is what we're familiar with. You're allowed in the chatchila, so already just a little bit. Shemutu la'arich shoy m'shabbos gam b'shashu oimed, even when the clock is oimed.
It stopped.
Because what are you really doing? What are you doing already? Always start out in halacha. It's mutter. What could be? What am I doing? Well, I'm making a watch. The watch is a watch. It's just as perfect as it ever was. I'm winding it up. Why is winding it up? What malach are you doing when you're winding it up? I'm being machir patish. That's not machir patish. This is the way it's used. It's functional. That's how machir patish means you're adding something to finish it off.
When you make that tickle.
It's not a thing. It's a mechanical device. You turn a little knob.
You can tell the time. Now you can't. And what you're doing now, you're putting it aside.
So that's the question. That's the issue. Is that really a significant? What's wrong with doing that? Why can't you do that on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do creative labor. Every malacha has to be, if you want to attach an action to a malacha, you have to show that it's creative. You want, so what's the issue? The issue here is going to be boine, right? Over the chol, you're not going to say. This is not over the chol, because on Shabbos, there's no different Shabbos. You want to say it's boine, makke bepatish? Are you, boine, makke bepatish means when you're doing something new, and what you're doing is creative. Is this really new?
No.
That's the question. That's the big debate. That's exactly so. He holds the permanent souls and the smutter. The diet is shemutter la aruch shayim b'shabbos gam b'shoshu emei. The kill tvei mikoy shel prakim. This is not like we learn above. If you have a utensil that needs a parts and you stick the parts together, because here everything is already here. You're not eating anything new. Uveshelas yaveitz av Yaakov emdin av shadayt gam kein de'ei nisa b'zeh. There's nothing really wrong. Okay, so he holds that it's not a real value. It's just the min, the oilam is like you're sensitive to. It's not Shabbistic. This something doesn't feel right, but it's not a garden. Uveshut binyan oilam da'at olakel, he holds 100% go for it. V'yayin v'shut marshag shakosav shumekel laharich v'shon b'shabbos, he allowed even to arrange the time. Dekev v'chnas derech zeh shakol yochav yochad yarechenu ein kan isa misakin money. That's not tikkun money. Tikkun money means the skill labor. There's nothing skilled about setting the time on your clock.
I don't think so about setting. It's laharich.
Just to wind it? To winding it, all right. The ayin primogadim shachayshesh bezel leisr toira. Look at the extremes. The chayin kas bechayodim vaagoyis mehasham. The ayin sham b'sharichuvah shel lohakel ba'oda cholich lutzorich. If it's already going, lutzorich chayla. Uvelafachi ein lohakel chayin kas primogadim sham b'mishne bura. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. That's I think what most people are familiar with is this the Mishnah bura is that if it's going, you can keep on winding it. But if it's stopped, then the minigolim is to stop.
So you can rearrange your watch.
No, you're not supposed to. Minig is not to set the time. The minig is not to set the time. Even wearing it, you shouldn't wear it either.
No point. Why not?
It's not functional. It's not serving you. It's not serving you unless you. It's not unless it's an ornament. You want to say it's a tachshit.
The cloud.
Are you allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos in a place where there is no Erev? I heard from Rabbi Pearl, Zichrono Livracha. I heard he gave a whole shiur on this. They gave a beautiful shiur on this. I'm wearing a watch on Shabbos. The wearables. Wearing a watch, wearing glasses. You know, when glasses first came out, there were many places that we once learned this. We learned this. There were many places that came out, they're not allowed to wear glasses on Shabbos. It's carrying. Especially old glasses where they didn't have things around your ears. They stuck it on your nose. Whatever. But he discussed the watch. So he told over a mice with one and a half guy, which was one of the big paiskim, it was about a bus. His minig was not to wear a watch on Shabbos, and he forgot. He came to shul Friday afternoon wearing his watch in a place where there was no erev, where he did not use the erev. So he went over to the rav, and he told the rav, "You know, do me a toiv. I forgot. I took my watch with me. I took my watch with me Friday. Can I leave my watch in your shtender?" So the rav said, "No, wear it home." The rabbi says, you're allowed to wear a watch. You're allowed. It's he told him, he showed the whole lumpness of wearing a watch. He says, it's a very big chumrah not to wear a watch on Shabbos. It's very, very extreme chumrah. Rav Moshe was machmir.
Yeah.
What? He was not machmir. What?
Doctor
watch. But the average person, it's an ornament. So he just, I remember, so the Rav told him, you're allowed to wear a watch, it's a chumrah not to wear a watch, and if you're going to leave the watch in the shul, it's going to get lost. Let's face it. It's going to get lost. What?
A tachshit.
Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up with this more tomorrow. Okay, we'll from the top of the page. We'll pick up tomorrow.